Вы слушаете подкаст программ «Английский язык» по радио русской службы BBC. Подробнее об аудиопрограммах BBC, доступных для бесплатного скачивания и подкастинга, и правилах пользования на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway. English anyway. Yes, English anyway at all.
Hello. В сегодняшней программе мы поговорим о некоторых глагольных формах, считающихся трудными. На самом деле, как вы убедитесь, они не такие уж трудные. Речь пойдет и о письмах, и о лексиконе, связанном с почтой. Итак, Анна, Кит, Майк и Маги.
English anyway.
Yes, this is English anyway.
As you say, Keith, it's English anyway.
As you say.
Letters.
It's nice writing letters and sending letters.
And it's nice getting letters.
People write letters and they send letters.
And people get letters.
As you say, it's nice writing them.
As you say, it's nice getting them.
As you say.
Letters.
You put the letter in the envelope.
You put the address on the envelope.
Put the letter in.
Put the address on.
In.
On.
As you say, Keith, you put the letter in the envelope.
As you say, Anna, you put the address on the envelope.
As you say.
Letters.
Don't put the wrong address on.
And don't forget to put the letter in.
On the envelope?
In the envelope.
No, as you say, don't put the wrong address on.
And as you say, don't forget to put the letter in.
As you say.
Letters.
First you write one.
Then you put it in an envelope.
Then you put the address on.
Then you send it.
And finally, someone gets it.
It's nice to get a letter.
Глагол put употребляется здесь в двух значениях. Положить письмо в конверт и подписать адрес на конверте. А сейчас первая глагольная форма из тех, что я упоминала в начале. Мы знакомим вас с этими формами глагола, используя очевидные факты.
Now, it isn't 1946.
It isn't 1956.
And it isn't 1966.
1946.
1956.
1966.
Who said it was? Who said it was 1946? Who said it was 1956? Who said it was 1966?
I didn't.
I didn't.
I didn't.
I wouldn't have said it was 1946 because it isn't true.
That's a point.
I wouldn't have said it was 1956 because it isn't true.
That's a point.
I wouldn't have said it was 1966 because it obviously isn't true.
That's a point.
Would not have said.
Wouldn't have said.
Wouldn't have said.
We wouldn't have said
it was
1940, 50,
or 66
because it isn't true.
That's a point.
BBC English by Radio announced that would have said is the past of would say. That would have written is the past of would write. That would have sent is the past of would send. We form the past of would by using have and the past participle. Sent, written, and said are past participles. Thank you.
Вот видите, я же говорила, что это несложно. Would you употребляется с have или с причастием прошедшего времени. That's a point. Вот так-то.
Is this letter from you?
Mm-hmm. Which letter?
This one. Is it from you?
No, it isn't. It looks like you're writing.
I wouldn't have written a letter to myself.
That's a point.
Still, it's nice to get a letter.
Why don't you open it?
Yes. I wonder who it's from. There's nothing in it.
Nothing at all?
Nothing.
That's odd.
They must have forgotten to put the letter in.
That's a pity.
It's addressed to me.
It's definitely addressed to you.
But there's nothing in it. As you say, it's odd.
Well, somebody must have sent it.
I wonder who.
It looks like you're writing.
I wouldn't have sent myself an empty envelope. He must be very forgetful.
Or she.
Or she.
You're forgetful.
That's a point.
I think it's from you.
It does look like my writing.
You must have made a mistake.
A mistake?
You must have put the wrong address on.
But where's the letter?
You must have forgotten to put it in.
That's a pity.
He wouldn't have written a letter to himself. He wouldn't have sent himself an empty envelope. He wouldn't have written A letter to himself he must have put the wrong address on. He wouldn't have sent himself an empty envelope. He must have forgotten to put the letter in.
Обратите внимание на то, что в сокращенном виде would not have звучит как wouldn't have в повседневной речи. Он был очень забывчивым человеком. А что такое забывчивый человек?
Yes, now, a forgetful man is a man who forgets things.
Who often forgets things.
Who always forgets things.
A forgetful man is a man who often or always forgets things.
A forgetful woman is a woman who forgets things.
Who often forgets things.
Who usually forgets things.
Who always forgets things.
A forgetful woman is a woman who often, usually, or always forgets things.
Forgetful.
Did you write this, Keith?
What is it?
It's a note.
A note? What does it say?
It says... It is 1946.
I wouldn't have written that.
Why not?
Because it isn't true.
He wouldn't have written it because it isn't true.
It looks like your writing.
It looks like Keith's writing.
It's definitely your writing, Keith.
Then I must have written it.
Must have.
Must have written.
Must have written.
You must have written it.
He must have written it because it's his writing.
But I can't remember writing it.
He's a forgetful man.
Did you write this, Anna?
What is it?
A note.
A note? What does it say?
It says it's 1956.
I wouldn't have written that.
Why not?
It isn't true.
She wouldn't have written it because it isn't true.
It's your writing.
It looks like Anna's writing.
It's definitely your writing, Anna.
Then I must have written it.
Must have.
Must have written.
Must have written.
You must have written it, Anna.
She must have written it because it's her writing.
But I can't remember writing it.
She's a forgetful woman.
Did you write this note, McGee?
What does it say?
It says it's 1966.
I wouldn't have written that.
Why not?
It isn't true.
He wouldn't have written it because it isn't true.
It's your writing.
It looks like McGee's writing.
It's definitely your writing, McGee.
Then I must have written it.
Must have.
Must have written.
Must have written.
You must have written it, McGee.
He must have written it because it's his writing.
But I can't remember writing it.
He's a forgetful man.
Мы говорили о прошедшем времени глагола would. Вы уже слышали несколько примеров прошедшего времени глагола must, который образуется таким же путем. Помните, три программы назад вы слышали еще одну форму глагола must в прошедшем времени. Она звучала как had to. Я вынужден, я должен был это сделать. I had to do it. А сейчас другой вариант, по смыслу, однако, совсем иной.
BBC English by Radio announced that must have is a past tense of must. The letter is in the envelope. Someone must have put it in. The envelope is open. Someone must have opened it. The address is on the envelope. Someone must have put it on. We form this past tense of must by using must and the past participle. Put and opened are past participles. Thank you.
I must have opened it. Я, наверное, я должно быть открыл ее. Я должен был ее открыть. I had to open it. Послушайте сценку еще раз.
Is this letter from you?
Which letter?
This one. Is it from you?
Oh, no, it isn't. It looks like your writing.
I wouldn't have written a letter to myself.
That's a point.
Still, it's nice to get a letter.
Why don't you open it?
Yes, I wonder who it's from. There's nothing in it.
Nothing at all?
Nothing.
That's odd.
They must have forgotten to put the letter in.
Oh, that's a pity.
It's addressed to me.
It's definitely addressed to you.
But there's nothing in it. As you say, it's odd.
Well, somebody must have sent it.
I wonder who.
It looks like your writing.
I wouldn't have sent myself an empty envelope. He must be very forgetful.
Or she.
Or she.
You're forgetful.
That's a point.
I think it's from you.
It does look like my writing.
You must have made a mistake.
A mistake?
You must have put the wrong address on.
But where's the letter?
You must have forgotten to put it in.
That's a pity.
he wouldn't have written a letter to himself. He wouldn't have sent himself an empty envelope. He wouldn't have written a letter to himself. He must have put the wrong address on. He wouldn't have sent himself an empty envelope. He must have forgotten to put the letter in.
А сейчас Кит устраивает перерыв. A break. Может, это и странно, но это даст нам возможность дать вам больше примеров с выражением must have и wouldn't have. Запомните, что ошибка – это mistake.
Yes, now we are going to have a tea break.
And a coffee break.
Yes, we're going to have a tea and coffee break. And I've got the teas and coffees. Anna, tea for you.
Thanks.
What's the matter?
It's got sugar in it.
You must have asked for tea with sugar.
Tea with sugar.
Tea without sugar.
Tea with milk.
Tea without milk.
I wouldn't have asked for tea with sugar. I don't take sugar in tea.
Keith must have made a mistake.
I never make mistakes.
Well, somebody must have made one.
Mike, a coffee for you.
Thanks.
What's the matter?
It's got milk in it.
You must have asked for white coffee.
White coffee?
Black coffee.
Coffee with sugar?
Coffee without sugar.
I wouldn't have asked for white coffee. I don't take milk in coffee.
Keith must have made a mistake.
I never make mistakes.
Well, somebody must have made one.
McGee, a tea for you.
Thanks, Keith. Oh.
What's the matter?
It's got milk in it.
You must have asked for tea with milk.
Tea with milk.
Tea without milk.
Tea with sugar.
Tea without sugar.
I wouldn't have asked for tea with milk. I don't take milk in tea.
Keith must have made a mistake.
I never make mistakes.
Well, somebody must have made one.
It wasn't me. It wasn't you. But somebody must have made a mistake. It wasn't me, it wasn't you, but somebody must have made a mistake.
Обратите внимание, мы кладем, наливаем сахар и молоко в чай или кофе. По-английски мы скажем we take milk or sugar. А теперь послушаем сценку в третий раз.
Is this letter from you?
Which letter?
This one. Is it from you?
No, it isn't. It looks like your writing.
I wouldn't have written a letter to myself.
Oh, that's a point.
Still, it's nice to get a letter.
Why don't you open it?
Yes. I wonder who it's from. Oh, there's nothing in it.
Nothing at all?
Nothing.
That's odd.
They must have forgotten to put the letter in.
That's a pity.
It's addressed to me.
It's definitely addressed to you.
But there's nothing in it. As you say, it's odd.
Well, somebody must have sent it.
I wonder who.
It looks like your writing.
I wouldn't have sent myself an empty envelope. He must be very forgetful.
Or she.
Or she.
You're forgetful.
That's a point.
I think it's from you.
It does look like my writing.
You must have made a mistake.
A mistake?
You must have put the wrong address on.
But where's the letter?
You must have forgotten to put it in.
That's a pity.
Вот и все на сегодня. До следующей, последней в этой серии программы «Английский на всякий случай». Всего доброго.
English fast, English slow, English anyway. English high, English low, English anyway, English you can learn.
Другие обучающие программы по английскому языку на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway.